that's going to have very great needs. And we can't be separated. We got to be on the same frequency. And I believe this morning, I felt it. Lord, just do it. I said, just do it. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I look back at my granddaughter back there, how the Lord just, I've been knowing this child since she was, before she was born. Yeah, that's right. I put her on the bus when she had to go to school. Amen. By the way, I'm going to throw this in here. That's all I did, put on the bus. I did not take over my children's lives. I didn't. I let them raise their own kids. Now, how you do with that, Lord? Y'all don't let the people have to know how to raise kids. If you're going, well, I'll leave that alone. That's another subject. But I did help when I needed help. But I just want to thank the Lord for being here today, and I thank God for what he's going to do. The message is going to be timely, and I believe it's going to bless you if you open your heart. One thing I know, you got to open up your heart. You can get anything God has got if you open up your heart, and you ain't got to have nobody to give it to you. God will give it to you. Praise the Lord. You get people come in this church, and we'll sing the same songs and preach the same message, and somebody will go out hollering and screaming, I got them. You looking. That's because you didn't open your heart. You got to open your heart if you want God to do something for you. Praise. You open your heart. And that means you got to just say, Lord, this is my day. You got to come in and get in what you got. I want something. Don't be trying to work what them other folk get. Get something for yourself. Get all you can and can all you get. Hallelujah. Lord, I just want to thank you. I want to keep things in order like you said. Praise the Lord. So, Lord, I'm asking you, Lord, to touch my lips and let me give this word like you put it in my heart. We need your word, Lord. We need your word. We can't do nothing without your word. Praise the Lord. I pray, Lord, that we'll be blessed, everyone in here. Let them get what they need today, God. Praise the Lord. And so, Lord, I pray for the anointing of thy spirit. The anointing, we were on Lindbergh. And how we was in the room and we were singing hallelujah. Sang the chorus hallelujah. And some Muslims were there having service. And the girl, we were singing hallelujah. I'm going to tell you, the church got power. The church, you don't know who, it's people pass up and down here all the time. They come, they run, they ride their bicycles. Praise Jesus, man. Hallelujah. So I'm asking you in Jesus' name, Father, today, do see it. I'm going to go and I'm just going to. Yeah, no, whatever you call it. I'm going to go first to Exodus 2. I said, you know what, Lord? We constantly have to be revived. What is that about? But I love to, you know, I don't think we can sing enough. I don't think we can praise God enough. I don't. You know, I just don't think we can sing and praise. Somebody say, you know, like we got a prayer vigil out there, and everybody got on a certain time to pray. But you know what I've learned? Sit there and pray. You look up, you don't be able to pray 2 or 3 hours. Because there's no time with God. And I found Jesus. And I'm so glad to see my brother-in-law. He just blesses me when he comes. Praise the Lord. And I'm often looking for Jesus. So the church, you got no, we don't have no second. Jesus gave us when before he left. He blew on them, they received the Holy Ghost. Before he died, he blew them, they received the Holy Ghost. But the Holy Ghost is what? After you, and wherever Jesus went, he blessed the sick, he healed the sick, he cleansed the leper, he did everything, and he knew so much. I say he loved you, Barbara, so much. You don't have to have no, amen. You know, just go say, this is my day, and you do the same for me, because I'm your child. You are his child, right? So you can get this thing. Amen, that's right, and thank the Lord for speaking. I know. Exodus, the 3rd chapter. Father, we pray that you would bless this in Jesus' name. Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian, and he led the flock to Horeb. And the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a flame of fire, and of the midst of fire, and the bush was not burned or consumed. And Moses said, I will not turn. And when the Lord saw that he turned aside to see, God called unto him out of the midst of the, and he said, draw not nigh hither. Put off thy shoes. So he said, I am the God of thy father, the God of Abraham, the God, for he was afraid to look upon God. And the Lord said, I have surely seen the affliction. I want to stay with what I'm ministering. The Lord said, I have surely seen the affliction of my people. I know their sorrow. God has heard us. God have heard his people. Coming to see brother. Stop going for that. Go to see God. Go to see. Go to 2 Samuel 5. Y'all pray for me because I get ahead of myself. You say. You be just going. 2 Samuel. I love you. Over Israel, all the Philistines came up to seek David, and David heard down to came and spread themselves in the valley of Rephaim, which is the valley of the giants. And would thou deliver them into mine hand? And the Lord said unto David, go up, for I would to Baal Perazim. And David smote them there and said, the Lord has broken forth from that place Baal Perazim. And there was, and there they left their images, and David and and spread themselves in the valley of Rephaim. And when David inquired of the Lord, we had not go up, but fetch a compass behind them and come upon them over against the mulberry trees, that then thou shalt bestir thyself, host of the Philistines. And David did so as the Lord had commanded him. Father, you know my spirit. I pray that you would just, and I pray, oh God, that the word of God that you gave me would go, because it was. Now, in the third chapter of Exodus, the Lord said, move. No, that was over in Exodus. But anyway, he told him to move and go. Started on a journey. But we got things with us that we need to lead that. Now, where is that? 2 Samuel. That's in Genesis. Thank you. We're going to go to Genesis, the 13th chapter. Glad I wrote it down, but I'm going to hang in. I'm going to the 13th chapter, and I'm going to love Egypt. He and his wife and all that he had, and Lot with him into the south. Because over in the 12th chapter, the Lord has said, now, the Lord has said unto Abram, again, I will show you. He didn't tell him to take nobody with him. See how I skip? I'm impatient. Lord, help me. Help me, Lord. From the south even to Bethel unto the place his tent had been in the beginning between Bethel and Ai. Abram called on the name of the Lord, and Lot also, which went with Abram, Haran, that they might dwell together, for their substance was great. And you know, we love our kin people. Will keep us back. They'll hold you back. And he took him, so he took him. But there was strife between the herdsmen of Abram's cattle and the herdmen of Lot. David and Abram said unto Lot, let there be no strife. Let's not argue and fuss. You know, we're brethren. He said, is not the whole land before you? So right. If you depart to the right hand, then I go to the left. Now that's fair. Hail all the plains of Jordan. Because the people with you sometimes, they're not for you. To the same place you want to go. And so when Lot lifted up his eyes, he saw Edom and boy, I'm going to get this for my prize bull. And, woo, Jesus. Woo, look at all. Lot, and Lot journeyed east. And they separated themselves. You watch this now. And pitched his tent towards Sodom. Wrong. Going to a land that the Lord had told him. And I'm sure that he was in, you know, the know. But you can't help people around you. You trying to get to heaven. They ain't going someplace else. Praise the Lord. After that, Lot was separated. God is not going to tell. God told me, I'm not going to tell you to. You got to move Lot out your life. What is Lot? Lot is that thing that's separating you from God. You get your neighbors, some people that you really love, but your mind has got to be on. I'm going to need something to do, and I want to complete it. But we haven't completed it. We're still hanging around. I'm telling you now. He ain't gone yet. He's still hanging around. The south, the east, and the west. Now I'm going to deal with you. Because I had to underline it. Because I He got him looking on the earth. He said, now this is what I'm going to do. But he said, rise, get up and walk through this land. I mean, get a feel for it. He said, that which is in Hebron and built an altar unto God. Abram loved God. Taking us. He's taking us out. We're not going to be like everybody. He said, I'm going to show you a more excellent. We ain't going to be doing what the average Christian doing. No, sir, because God going to show you something, because then he told him about, you know, y'all know the story about he not being his heir. But then I'm going to give, but not look up. Look up. I'm going to, y'all, this souls here. You looking on the ground and you do a little something. I'm not saying people don't go out and serve the Lord. Lord, they witness, I do too. But there's a lot of people I have to miss because I don't know how to handle. I remember when you did something. I'm tired of living in the remember day. Pray, you know what I'm saying? Look, now he saw the sand on the, it's going to be like the sand of the sea. But now you look up. But it'll take you somewhere. Praise the Lord. You can't take Lot with you. You can't take mama with you. They're not going your way. You can't take them. You just can't. And I begin to look at these. And why I named it that was this. I remember Abram. I remember that was Abraham, right? They took the flock on the right. And I noticed how God used him. I'm good at looking. I look at every word. Since the Bible says every word of God, so I just look at every word. I said, maybe something, look at it. Let me see what's in this word right here. Praise the Lord. And as I begin to look, I see. I got to go over to Genesis. Come on, let's go. Exodus. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Okay. When Moses kept the flock in flame of fire. Out of the midst of the bush, a flame of fire. He looked. First, you got to look. You got to notice how the progression. When I said, wow. And the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in flame of fire, and he looked. Look, stop, and listen. He said, I'm going to stop, and I'm going to see what this is about. Stop to see what God is saying. We going to whoop off of God. Saw he looked. And when the Lord saw that he turned aside to see, have you ever just gone somewhere and stumbled over something? You know, oh, I didn't see that. It was my sister there. She told me, said, you know, a sister girl, she said, count your stairs. So when I go down the stairs, I say, 2, 3, up. I know there's a step into my bedroom. So I go, I said, they tell me, you need to look. Stop counting as Christians and see what God is. There's a bush burning. I said, there's a bush burning. It's burning because God want to fill the church. God want to do what he's saying in the Bible. God ain't do so. Just coming to heaven. People got to see something. People are out there, you know, they come to crawl under the seats and all. That's fine. Now you do a lot of that. Maybe they'll come to see that. Because, you know, they like circus. Want to help the saints now. He's showing us a burning bush. He's in the bush. God wants us to be burning lights. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm talking about the church people now. And you, and he got to, it's burning. But we ain't stopped to look to see. Out in the desert, bushes burn in the desert. But they burn out. Froop, you know, froop. I got to see. Something still happening in your life. God's still leading you someplace. The bush was burning. Like, sister, you stop now. You sang beautifully. But stop praying and seeking the Lord. God, give me something to help your people. God will let you sing and somebody that just want to do things. I believe God want to do something. God ain't want us just coming to this church and sit down. I don't have to see you every day. Praise, I don't have to hug you every day. But I need to be with God every day. We need some fire. Hello, Lord, I ain't never seen that before. He said, yeah, if you don't stop and see, you won't see nothing. But we go back home and say, girl, is that chicken done? Come on now. World into this here. And then when you get out of this here, people say, she's crazy. Now, I believe in having fellowship. I do. I'm going to have fellowship with, I'm gonna invite you over. So over to my house, cook you a nice dinner. Oh, that's what I feel in my heart. And I feel that Jesus, he was in so many. And guess what? We're going to be at the marriage supper. Praise God. Told me this. The church is growing. The bush is burning. See a light that's coming. Stay in order. Got to stay in order. Praise the Lord. How they hear. Now, David prayed He had whooped the Philistines and whooped them again. And he said, the Lord said, no, now you done got so big. Well, he done it this way. He may not want to do it that way again. And you miss out some. Somebody was telling me something. They was saying, me and Tranya was talking. God is so beautiful. You know how he make things. And how everything Tranya was missing. He listened. I said, wow, that boy getting deep. Let me see now. We must have talked a half an hour. He's answering prayer that we've been prayed. And we laid down foundations, and God is moving. Say, girl, we don't lay the foundation of prayer. You just come on. You can preach in this church. But listen to what God has given you, because we've been waiting on you, child. And she did. I noticed that when God speak to you, don't take it, turn aside to see what he's saying. Because you'll find me. So if you don't seek him with a thing of that you're going to see him, then you're just praying. Ooh, praise the Lord. Let me tell you something. I believe. Y'all may as well know all my craziness. God showed me a vision. I was on a fast. I was laying on my bed. Because, boy, as I got older, it was hard to fast. So then I was really kind of weak. I rode. And the sky had this great big cloud. And on this cloud was a face, no arms. But he was alive. It was a bust. And I don't know what East Valley Clay, what direction is that? You know, like they live down in there. And he just did his head like and smiled. He said, you fool. And came back and went the other way, saying the same thing. You fool. And he said, you fools. He thought this thing gets some arms and legs now. He just got a thought on him. Now, y'all see this big, he ain't scared of America. I say, he's not scared of America. And we, and he go, boom, shoot. He ain't scared. He's not afraid of us either. America, thinking America gonna save you. You're gonna be saved through Jesus Christ. You got to get amen. We've had all kind of people telling us prophecies of old things that had happened. She told us she had a vision that they was taking older people. Don't care nothing about them when you got a certain age. But do you know if you go to the house when you a certain age, they're going to wait on the younger. They're going to the older person, the one that's the youngest. We can help him because, you know. He saw, and I had a vision. I saw whatever going to happen to us now. And I had my aunt, my cousin, I talked to her. She had the same vision. Coming down, barracks was here. Barracks, I don't know what that means, barracks. And I looked over in the, and then the man, then the dream changed, and I went into underground, you know, where I went down under here, you know, where the people is, and I looked on the shelves, and you know the food, you know, this food they have. It was one can up there. It's because we ain't got no food here. The people need to eat. So I know it's going to be during the noon hour, dreamer, but I do have dreams, and I dreamed that years ago. Some because we are not in a good place. Don't you let this devil fool you. Don't you let them, they don't know how to get it together. And I don't care who get this thing, whether it's Trump or whoever get it. Not the church. It's the church's time. If I don't say nothing else that makes sense, you got to get out and vote for brother so-and-so. Well, put him up there. He's just a man. It's the man. That's why we got to get in these churches and start praying. We got to get serious. Like, and I don't know during the tribulation. I just want to go when he comes. Tripping. I don't care what kind of trip it is. I'm trying to get my Jesus trip in here. I don't comes. Amen. Amen. Because if you stay here, if that's the way it goes. So Jesus do say in Matthew 24. I said, Lord, I don't understand Matthew 24. I just know what it say. So you know what I do? Let me have more oil, Lord. More oil. You pray that? You got to have some oil to get out through this dark. Keep your vessels full of oil. You can't keep it full on the TV, on the telephone. And look, they don't. They don't. They just try to help us, you know. I say, oh. So I said, I'm going to say, shoot. I wish I could see somebody preaching, Lord, that's got some sense. I just wish I, you know, so people that love God, I love Brother Jensen Franklin. I just believe he loves God, and I believe that he's a real man of God. He's doing for God. Praise the Lord. But I said, Lord, it's sad. And we think, that ain't none of God. I've been saved a long time, and I was saved when God was moving right on the tip with gold and people's hands going out right on the tip end. But your main key, they come into church. Woo! They come into church at Bud Church. He would preach, leave the door open, and we would go in there. We would pray for people, and you know, people would be in there coming in that water. We'd be laying hair a time. Now, what we doing? We come in, girl. Where you been? So. How you doing with God? How's your battle going? But there's got to be a time for us to get together and talk. So that's why I'm gonna invite y'all to dinner. We need to be more respectful for the house of God. We need to be praying. When people come in there, I say, this is, we ain't no better than nobody else. This is the day we living in. John be over there. He's in the mama now in the back door when you go out there. It's something you put under the back of the lock. You stick something under the lock. I say, I got something to go under that lock. Now, I'm not a fool. Now, don't get me wrong. You ain't go out and leave the door open and leave the door and say, well, the Lord will protect me. I'm going to lock the door, do what I'm supposed to do, lock the door. And Al going to see to it locked when he go out there, lock the door. The doors that need to be locked. And I ain't putting no special on, I ain't putting nothing in the window to hold nothing down. And I said, if anything happens, I said, Lord, you promise. You promise. He promised to keep you. So go get a gun back, because I ain't going to do you no good. You don't need, I shall not, you to pull it out. God's going to keep me. God's going to be with me forever. Shoot somebody. And you're going to shoot them over a piece of gum. We got some on them potato chips. You say, what did I do that for? I'll tell you to get a gun and go do nothing. If it is, let me know and I will apologize. God will keep his people. Let me tell you this. I saw a doctor when they was up in the hill and the Syrians was coming after them. And they just had them surrounded. Looked up and they ran. So you wonder what they're running for. Because God, this is the same God. God will protect. These are not stories. These are things that God's going to keep you. I won't mention no names. We were up in Berkeley. And the Holy Spirit, I put my hand, he said, curse that spirit behind that door. I didn't have no peephole, so I didn't know who was behind the door. He said, cut. And I ain't, listen, I'm not trying to lift me up. But I love the Lord, and I'm depending on God to keep me. Get there, get me a gun, and put this in. I'm not going to do that. I'm too old for that. I do appreciate God, and I believe in God. But when he came to me, he sat at that table and asked me something. Is your husband just? I said, he don't. But God told me, said, you curse that spirit behind that door. Amen. He's the same God. I told somebody, I said, we lived up on the hill. My husband gave me a beautiful. And somebody was going to talk about breaking in, you know, because it was up there by myself. I was up there really by myself, up right over there. Evil spirit. They came, they drove up in the car, and I said, Lord, I said, Satan, I rebuke. Oh, he's not. Did you need anything? I don't wonder what the Lord told me. And then here's another thing. He drove that car out of there. I was there by myself. I don't care where you be. God will take care of you. I said, you don't believe in angels? I do. It's one in this church. One was left. I come in here, and I'm going to tell you. We said, when we got, we was young in the Lord. See, they've been with me a long time. They have babies, and we had a good time. Praise the Lord. Pray. All of them still love to pray. So we was praying, and there was a man back there praying. I couldn't hear what he was saying, but I hear, and you had a heavy, and so and so and so and so. And so the young man was with me. We got to pray, man. I said, yeah, amen. You went back there. Here. That angel sits right back there where you sit. He said, am I telling the truth? If we get up high in prayer, we can hear him. He just don't hear the words. And I'll be sitting over here and I do the same thing. And that air tell angel, I say, you can show up. If you got something to tell me, I really appreciate it. I'm not going to be afraid of you. I said, you know, you can appear. You know, I pray here. It's the truth for him. I praise here. We were just praying, praying the presence. And I feel the presence. I said, oh, Lord. Don't let me. I always ask God not to let me be afraid. Praise God. And when I looked over, nothing. Praying in my room. I'm just praying. I lost a child. I'd had 11 kids, and she was keeping them. And I'm just praying, and a child came and knelt beside of my bed. And I thought it was through praying. I'm over, you know. And I look over, nothing. But that child was my baby. I don't know who it was. It was a child, though, a child. But what I'm trying to tell you is this. God is still real. You hear me what I'm saying? His coming's in to get you out, but still on. It's still, in fact, in a greater way. Because you're going to be in a lot of saved people that ain't don't want to be saved. I've seen that happen. Don't be to see your heart. That's all he wants. Young people, you're never too young. Jesus is going to come. He didn't say that. You young, if you are young, I don't know, come on, and you sitting here, and you don't know church, I want you to come. Now, I gave my heart to the Lord when I was at the Revival Center. That's okay. A lot of people do that. I had some boys that come from 1400 died. We had a church over there. I want you to come now. Is that save y'all when you was 2 or 3 or 5 or 6 and you done went away? You know you're not where you're supposed to be. You will bring you back to the place. Yeah, the Lord said this morning that he will bring you back. So if you are a fellowship saying that, I'm not afraid. He said, if you confess me before men, I confess you for my Father, which is in heaven. Come. Somebody's here because the Lord said it this morning. Somebody here is supposed to be. And you know that. Come on now. I'm over you, sweetheart. Isn't that sweet? I don't blame you, sugar. Because you stand, you got to stand what he tell you to do. Well, he tell you to stand up or do whatever. Do it. Because you serving the Lord. Kind of shy. Hallelujah. Yes, I know. Somebody else need to come too. Come on. You ain't been spotless. You know, you need to have a center. We'd love to have you here, but you know, join Jesus. Younger old, but you need to come. Come on. Because she ain't going to be standing here this long time. You know what? I've seen you at the altar. I've seen you there. It's heavy. About some things probably in your life or whatever's going on. To get up before people. Because you need God. You to touch you. Yes, more than ever on you. I see him just, come on. They're getting ready to do a dance in heaven. Looking down at Uriah. Raise your hands, Uriah. Ask him to forgive you for your sins. Yes, Lord. Just ask him. Ain't nobody's business. You know, just wash you in his blood again. Praise the Lord. Wash you. Wash you clean. Hallelujah. Take. Lord. He's doing it, Uriah. He is forgiving you. Whatever you did, it doesn't matter, honey. I said all. Praise the Lord. He's forgiven you. Far as the east is from the west, have you ever been to heaven? No. So he has removed your sins that far. Isn't that awesome? Jesus. And then when you feel, say, hallelujah, I'm saved. Yeah, say it good. I'm back, Lord. I came back. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Well, y'all probably, I don't know how many need to come. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. What you need? Yeah. What about him? You come back to the Lord? Yeah, huh? Yeah, I remember. Yeah. And he will say, I'm sorry, Joseph. Thank you, Jesus. It's still open. One more. Come on. I'm saying that you know that you're not where you need to be. Come on. Thank you, Jesus. You want more of God. You want him. And you step out, he'll step too. I tell you, he loves you. God loves us so much. He loves us so much. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. We want to pray for Trying to hear you and you and Emma, we just want to pray for you as a couple. There's a searching in your heart. searching. You know, you around people that talk all kind of foolishness about, you know, God done come out of an egg and all this kind of stuff. You heard some foolishness in your day. But you, God is working in your man, calling you. And if that person that God chose to say he was saving, the other people could say, you know, I remember Catherine Kuhlman. She was a great woman of God. And he said, I didn't call you first. I called about 35 different folks and they didn't come. So don't be looking for what, you know, the first prophecy, because God will move on to the next. And God's going to move on to the next, John. Here. I believe God really has set you in a place now. I talked to you for, we all talked a half an hour, didn't we? 45 minutes, something like that. We talked. And I could see his hunger for God. See where he want to be. He almost said, well, I heard a little bit. I didn't know what y'all was talking about. I heard a little bit. God can use couples. The church need couples that are saved. You know what I'm saying? People that know, have been taught how to get along together. And it can teach other young couples, because this young people get saved. You know, I feel like I've always felt that God has a hand on your life ever since I've known you, when you were a little kid. But now, final yes. That means, and when you do, he won't take nothing from you. He's going to hide you. You always think they know everything. You know, they know everything because they saw it on the news and all this kind of stuff. The truth. And the truth going to make you free. Not set you free. It's going to give you something supernatural in your mind and in your heart. And it's going to be real. He's going to teach you. He's going to teach you. Look. And stop where you are and look and listen. Because what you're going to learn, and the Lord is going to speak to you. You're going to say, oh, wow. You know. And so you're a searcher. That's why he's getting you. Because, you know, you put this date down in your book. This is a great day in your life. I'm going to give you, and you're going to turn and do some things that you said you were going to do. Separate that. You ain't going to be so busy that you can't separate what you're supposed to be doing for God. Sometimes you don't never get it done. You just say, boy, I'm supposed to do that, and man, I still ain't got it done. I love you kids. Amen. And Emma, you stand with it. You do. You just stand with it. Stand with it. Now, you say you evolve in it. And melt in him. He tell you to be yourself. Because he loves you, child. He loves you. And you love him. And that's a good start to do. Now, you told me you love children. It's going to be a lot here to do. I told you, praise the Lord. But God's going to use you all. Praise the Lord. And the things you don't understand. I don't know what religion did. I'm not going anywhere. Praise. Yeah, I am. You need the Holy Ghost. You need apostolic teaching. You get free. Yes, right. Amen. And she's not somebody to go. She had my say, I told him, I say, try and hear so-and-so. He said, let me tell Emma this. I send it, try to, I keep stuff. Because I got to go back and see what God doing. So, yeah, but you did this. So, yeah. To Al, I think. Did I send it to you? That's in you? Oh, yeah, well, you get it. All of you, the God just bless all of you. Raise your hands. They are together, but bind them closer in the spirit. And he going to search them out, and vice versa. Y'all going to become really one. Which you come in, God is really getting involved in your kids' lives. And I'm going to write it down this day. God bless you. Love you. I love you. Yeah, I know. Yeah. What I'm going to do is, I'm going to try this. Because I believe that scripture. Raise your hands. Cast it out. Yeah. But you just say, we'll fight this devil. If you know God has done something, you better get out of here. I'm free. I got sunset free is free indeed. Yeah. Yeah. No, you don't. It's him. He's the one that set you free. And this morning he set you free. If you believe we got any of them. Oh, yeah. Y'all be here. Woo. All right. All right. So I'm going to let y'all pray before you, Lord. Could be that she's cutting teeth. They have because they have. But Lord, just be with us. Help us in the word. Help us to keep those things precious because your word. Say, I'm blessed. You're blessed because Jesus loves you and you love him. Hallelujah. God bless all of you. God bless. Thank you for praying for me. I appreciate you.